Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, and as always, joined by my lovely sister, Raina.
What?
What? Yeah, I love you too, bitch.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you what. I'm in a fucking mood. Go ahead. What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, I want to give my shout out to my cousin, Jess. I do this every week in case anybody's just tuning in. Jessica, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you. So, you go ahead. Well, actually, you know what? I just want to give a shout out to my friend Grayson, who sadly passed away on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He was an awesome person, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be crying, but we are all going to miss him. I am planning on doing a blog post on him this week, just to let y'all know what kind of awesomeness you missed out on, and if you were friends with him, you know, then you know what I'm talking about. And also, if you were listening in last week, yes, those were gunshots. And unfortunately, the gentleman did not survive them. So it has been a friggin' week. But I am going to let my sister talk because I've got a rant after her. So go for it.
Okay, I want to give a happy shout out to someone that will probably never, ever hear this. And that is Mr. Charles Ramsey, who did not give a shit and saved three women who had been missing. Two of them had been missing for 9 and 10 years, respectively. So, Charles Ramsey, you are okay, motherfucker. And if he were listening, he would appreciate me saying it like that. This man was coming back from McDonald's, heard a woman screaming at his next-door neighbor's house, and decided to not turn a blind eye to it, and wound up saving Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and a girl named Michelle Knight, all of whom had been kidnapped by this psychotic motherfucker in Ohio. So, more power to you, Mr. Ramsey. When a reward was suggested to Mr. Ramsey, he's like, I got a paycheck, and pulled the paycheck out of his pocket and said, give it to them. So he is just,
that?
I love him. He is my hero of the month. Thank you.
I'm telling you, I so wish he was my neighbor. I love that man.
I know. I feel safe.
You know, the only thing is that leads into my rant. Not about
Good.
Mr. Charles, because I love me some Mr. Charles. But I do not love me some fucking Sylvia Brown.
Uh-oh, here we go.
My fucking eyeballs with that bitch. Because every time she pulls this shit, and I know she did this 10 fucking years ago, but every fucking time she does this shit and pulls stuff out of her ass, we get the brunt of it. Because she is a fucking scam artist. You know, I don't know, you know, if at some point she did have the gift, you know, I'm sure maybe she started out with it, but her fucking ego got in the way and she got herself on TV and she started charging $20,000 per reading or $700 a reading. You know, and her ego inflated the size of her fucking waist. You know, and I have lost I don't know. It was like a handful of people just, I mean, absolutely just attacking the entire, you know, psychic community. Now, mind you, people who live in a fantasy world themselves, you know, like an actual fantasy world, doing cosplay, writing novels, you know, I mean, calling us crazy. It's like, you don't have to live with this. I had to grow up being the weird girl who knew stuff I shouldn't know. You know, it's not like all of us go out and seek, you know, these grieving parents, which I think is just a shitty thing to do. You know, don't do that. Even if you know, just don't tell these grieving parents, no, your kid's dead. You know, that's a rotten thing to do. It's just rotten. You know, I'm tripping over my words because I'm so angry. Because just the vehement and the vile words and the attacks and, I mean, you know, calling us shit bags, calling us dirt bags, you know, saying there are no such things as psychics, you know, because they obviously know every fucking person in the world and have dealt with every psychic. You know, the excuse is always, oh, well, if there were psychics, then they would have seen 9/11 coming. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, me personally, I felt like a weird vibration in the air. But you don't see exactly what's happening. You know, that's not the way the information comes through. And we all work differently. You know, just the same way Picasso didn't paint the same way Van Gogh did. You know, the gifts work differently. And I'm sorry, but if you're going to turn around and say somebody's crazy, you know, and you know, say this person's writing horror novels, you know, why shouldn't I say you're crazy or you should be institutionalized because you're writing about how to kill people. You're making up monsters. You live in this realm. You make up this shit. Anyway, I'm going to stop right there because I'm just going to piss myself off. Okay. If you don't believe in psychics, that's fine. But there's no need to name call us. You know, and there's no need to turn around and say, I mean, it's just arrogant and ignorant to put, you know, anybody who can do one thing all in the same category. It would be like saying, you know, I don't know, all white people can't drive. I don't know, just something stupid. You do not have an absolute, and anybody who deals in absolute, you're a fucking Sith Lord, so fuck you. Anyway, rant over. And I brought a glass of wine with me, you bet your ass I did. I didn't bring the bottle, so I'm good, but I did bring me a glass of wine.
All right, fine. And you didn't bring me any. I have no wine. I have no nothing. I am sober as a judge. But I always do the show sober as a judge. I think there was one show we did where I had a drink, and then I realized, oh, that wasn't so fucking smart.
That was a fun show, though. No, I swear I'm good. You know, I mean, usually I'm used to drinking, like, you know, I mean, not that I drink constantly, but, you know, when I partake, I'll drink, like, ouzo and whiskey. So wine, that's nothing. I'm good. It's been a hell of a week. You know, and a
this,
lot of people
This week has been sucking ass.
Yes. I'm not the only one who has lost friends this week. I mean, there are at least 10 people I know who have lost people.
Wow.
You know, I mean, just accidents or, you know, natural causes. You know, it's just, it's insane. It's like, okay, is this like the month the angel of death, you know, decided, okay, I'm going on vacation next week, so let's get it all out of the way? What the fuck?
I don't know. I can't tell you that, but I will tell you the communication has been off and crazy, and new moon happened, last night, so it's starting to level out, but it was still, It's still been kind of back and forth. I've been getting into arguments where I normally would not have. It's been very interesting. I've snapped at people that I normally wouldn't snap at. I'm still feeling some of the effects, but it's better than it was. But man, you know I've got a temper, and it ain't good. Not right now. Not right now. I'm just saying.
It's like, bitches be trifling, I'm telling you.
Oh, jeez. Now, I do want to address the Sylvia Brown thing for a minute.
Give us your perspective, because I'm still angry about it.
Yes, I can see that. Here is my well, it is the point counterpoint to our relationship, because I understand making a prediction. I understand wanting to give somebody a way to have peace and move on. It's a delicate balance, and no one is 100%.
Yeah. Well, that's a given. You know, it's just she's been wrong more times than she's been right. And I think the problem is because she works with a huge audience. And I'm sorry, if I'm in a crowd of people being an empath, I can't hear what's going on. I can't read in a huge crowd. If there's more than five people in the room, I'm not reading. I will not, because I can't hear who the message is for. It's not clear enough.
I'm not going to say that she doesn't have the ability. I'm not going to say she doesn't have a certain amount of the gifts. But I think money can be very seductive and make you say things that you may or may not necessarily know to be true. I'm not going to get into a she lied. I'm not going to get into a, you know, she's a bad person, because I don't know that she is. What I will say is that when someone is desperate and comes to you for help and you want to help them, have the balls to say, I don't know.
Exactly.
Because I have said on many occasions on the air, there is no 100%. We're not omnipotent. We don't know everything. I will tell you straight up, if I have a feeling, I will tell you what the feeling is. If I'm not sure, I will tell you I'm not sure, because the worst thing and the biggest disservice I could do is to give somebody information that I know to be false just to make them happy. By the same token, again, I better fucking be 100%, like, feeling my chill from my head to my toes, because I'm telling you, they're people that live by the things psychics say, and it's scary. And I've also mentioned that I've had to, you know, unfortunately cut some clients loose because they wouldn't get out of bed until I said it was okay. And it's like, you've got to live your life.
Yeah.
I will stop reading for you if you are that obsessive with hearing what I have to say. No one should go to a psychic every week.
No.
There is no reason. You're not living your life. You know, it could be that what the message you're getting is to change what you're doing, but then you have to go do that. You can't abdicate responsibility for yourself and hand it over to somebody. That's what a lot of people in certain churches do. They abdicate responsibility and they put it in the hands of their pastor.
Yeah, and you can't do that either. You know, you have to take responsibility for your actions. And you know what? I'm sorry. If you can't trust yourself to look after yourself, maybe you need some professional help. You know, and that's not a cut. That's not a jab. It's just, you know, maybe there was something missing growing up that, you know, maybe the parents relied on a spiritual leader too much or a psychic too much. you know, at some point you have to grow a set and fucking do it yourself. You know, I don't know. I refuse, honestly. I will refuse to give more than one reading in 3 weeks. It has to be at least 3 weeks because nothing is going to change. And I'm not just going to take somebody's money. You know, that's
right.
Not what I'm about. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got kids to feed. Yes, I like money. Give me money. I throw contests because I like drawing in customers because, yes, I like feeding my kids. You know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, I give back. But, no, if you come to me for a reading, even if you outright purchase it from me, you know, if you give me the money, I will PayPal that money right back to you. Or I will say, okay, but I'm going to save this for 3 weeks if you insist, which I think I've had that happen once, you know, that the person was
yeah.
like, no, but I really need a reading. And it's like, no, I'm going to give you your money back. No, I want a reading. I'm like, okay, you know what, fine, I will give you a reading, but it's not going to be for 2 more weeks because I just gave
yeah.
you a reading on Monday, and it's not going to be any different. You're wasting your money.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you can't do that.
Yeah, people, you got to live your life. You got to live your life.
Exactly. It's like, first of all, you know, I love my kids. I love most kids. You know, I can tolerate kids. But for the most part, I don't like being around a lot of kids. And I'm not raising or babysitting you, especially if you are a grown-ass adult. It's like, I'm
oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I agree. I'm with that. I am totally feeling that 100%. You know what? I raised two beautiful adult male people, and they are out in the world doing their thing, and good on them. Go do it. Do your life. I love them, but you know what? The birds got to fly.
Yes. Exactly.
Got to fly.
It's like, I mean, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
I'm very, very flattered that, you know, you know, someone would maybe trust me that much with their life, but I don't trust them if they trust me that much with their life.
Yeah, I have to worry about somebody that hands over absolute power to somebody that gives them readings. It kind of scares me.
Yeah. Well, it's like, who was it said that? Groucho Marx? I wouldn't want to be a member of a club that would have me as a member. I don't know. Maybe that's too far stepping. I don't know. It's just been a weird week. Weird week. You know, it's been just tumultuous, or not tumultuous. It's been, you know, filled with turmoil and some happiness, and I just, I mean, there's been births. There's been deaths. Oh, did I tell you? I don't know if you saw on my Facebook page. Like, last week, I don't know what made me do this, but I was looking in the grass because we don't have grass. We have a collection of different weeds. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've got clover here. We've got monkey grass here. You know, we've got some grass in between, but we've got a lot of clover in our yard. And I was like, ooh, I wonder if I could find a four-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think my son had found one like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone with my husband, and I told him that Grayson didn't make it. And I looked down, and there's just my eyes just directly went to it. There was a four-leaf clover. I was like, holy shit.
Aww.
Yeah. I was like, okay, that was probably a coincidence. That was cute. You know, I don't know if that was anything spiritual, if that was grace and thank you, you know, and I even said that to Ash, you know, and then I went to get the mail, and I came back, and I looked down, and holy shit, there's another one. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's awesome. That's definitely somebody trying to tell you something, I think.
Yeah. I was like, okay, that was, just in case you doubted it the first time, because I know you did, here's another one. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I think that's awesome.
I thought that was very cool. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, and, of course, I started bawling, you know. But it was very neat. I liked it. I liked it.
Aww.
That's the kind of stuff, I mean, yeah. You know, it may be a coincidence. I'm sure skeptics explain it away, but it doesn't matter because it means something to me. So I don't care.
I know.
You know?
All right. All right. So I need to talk about tonight's guest, who should be joining us shortly.
Yes, actually, he's in the queue, so we can talk about him, and he can't refute anything. He can't tell us to shut up about his handsomeness.
He is very good looking. Yes, he is, but I'm sure that is a secondary issue. compared to his brilliance, because about a year and a half ago, I saw this Kickstarter program for a tarot deck called the Darkana Tarot. And have we thrown the link up to his store?
Yes, actually, I just threw the link up to the Blogspot, which has all his links, but I am putting up the dark one. Because I can't talk. Darkana. There we go. Putting the wine down.
Now, I have to tell you, this tarot deck is not like any other tarot deck I have ever read. And I know this is part of his inappropriate tarot readings, because the Darkana deck, in my opinion, is an inappropriate deck. But it's gorgeous. I actually am an owner of one of these decks. I am scared shitless to give a reading with it because I'm already a smartass.
This is true.
But Jandon Daniel Hale is tonight's guest, and he is the creator of this tarot deck. Not only that, but he is the creator of a multitude of things. He is brilliant, an entrepreneur, a writer, an actor, and soon to be one of your favorite people, I promise, because he's fucking funny. Oh, and if I didn't mention, the show is blue. So if you have any children in the room, get them the fuck to bed, because I curse. I swear like a sailor.
Yeah, I think they've probably figured that out by now. They're probably like, oh my God, what the hell are we listening to?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's interesting. We're different.
Yeah.
So does the guest want to come on? What do you want?
Yeah, without further delay, we will bring
his handsome ass on. Yes.
Are you there, Jandon?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Hey.
Hi. I'm blushing. You have no idea. Anyone who is listening needs to go to this gentleman's Facebook page, and you will understand why I am doing the girlish giggle right now. Because, and I don't say this about many of our guests, and we've had lots of guests, and a lot of them are good looking, but honey, you be the hotness, okay?
Oh, geez. Well, thank you.
And you're welcome. But okay, so I want to talk about this amazing tarot deck, and I'm sure you want to talk about other things in addition to that, but what inspired you to start the Kickstarter program to actually do the Darkana deck?
Well, it's kind of a twofold process. I lived in Seattle when I first started the artwork for it. I stumbled upon the artwork for a deck. It was like it's not even a real deck. It was, somebody made a deck for the show Lost, but it was only the major arcanas and stuff, and it was black and white. It was really cool. And that's the style of artwork that I do anyways, like kind of graffiti, like Banksy stuff. And
yeah.
I saw that, and I was like, whoa, that's cool. And, I had wanted to do my own tarot deck for a while, but I just didn't feel like I was good enough, but then I saw that deck, and I was like, no way, I could fucking do this. So, I started to do a couple pieces of art for it, but then I was like, oh, this is going to be a pain in the ass, because there's fucking 78 cards. So then I let it alone. But then after I got 1,000, when I put the Facebook app up again, not an app but a page, because I had the Inappropriate Tarot Readings app on Facebook, and it had like 30,000 fans or whatever, and it crashed the server all the time that I had, and I couldn't afford the server. I couldn't afford to pay. It was like $180 a month just to have this app up.
Wow.
That people were using on Facebook. So when it went away, I was like, I was really bummed out, but there was nothing I could do about it. And then I was like, well, I could just make a Facebook page and have it for free. It's not as cool, but so I did that, and then I got up to 1,000 fans again. It's still not even half of what it used to be, but I got 1,000 fans, and I was thinking of something to do to, like, celebrate, kind of. And somebody said, well, you should just come out, you should create a tarot deck. And I was like, you know what, by God, I have a damn tarot deck in mind. I've got a couple of the art pieces. So I just created the Kickstarter thing, finished the art, you know, got it done. And it became more successful than I thought that it was going to be. So
it's awesome. You're still selling copies of the deck, are you not?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I'm actually down to the last box. So I have to figure out what to do once those are gone. I got to figure out what to do. So I would like to print more, but it's really expensive, so.
Yeah, it does, and it takes time to produce them correctly. But they are amazing, and your descriptions of the cards are killer. And on the money, and the way I've presented my using them to other people is, okay, I can give you the smart-ass version of your reading, or the regular version, and believe it or not, when people are stressed out, they actually want the smart-ass version.
Right.
So it's very useful. It breaks the ice, and it's a really cool deck. There is no other deck like this deck. So I highly recommend it. But you have other things going on. Like, you have that Manarchy blog. Are you still doing that?
You know, I started it. It was a magazine. I wanted to do like a satire magazine for men.
Mm-hmm.
Make it like Cosmo and Us Weekly, you know, where you take two guys that are wearing like a T-shirt and you say, "Who wore it best?" You know, just making fun of all that crap. you know, and I got so busy doing other stuff that I kind of handed it off. So I don't run Manarchy anymore. Like, I don't even write for them anymore. But I do. I got two TV shows for the web that I'm working on. I got a sci-fi series that I'm working on.
Cool.
Yeah, because that's called Everwind. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Everwind series?
Uh-huh.
And what is that about?
That's a really cool side project that I got. I've always been interested in stories, you know. And I feel like I'm good enough at telling stories. I wanted to do an epic sci-fi thing. I wouldn't really call it. It's kind of a mix of sci-fi and fantasy. But I wanted it. What I thought would be cool is take like the Middle Earth style fantasy, advance it to present day. So if you take Middle Earth and have the technology that we have, and then continue until to like the end of the world and people start regressing back to the Dark Ages. So imagine Middle Earth of Mad Max, but without magic and some technology. It's kind of weird, but that's what I wanted to do. I've been working on that for a while.
It's sort of like a new twist on like steampunk, or because I know there's been like a huge Thisborium, by the way. I just realized you came in after we introduced ourselves. were talking to me. I'm Dorian.
Okay.
There's been like a whole revival with that. But it looks really interesting. I'm like, I'm wanting to grab a couple when I can. And you've got T-shirts and everything. I'm like, yay!
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. I like it because it gives me something to do that never ends. You know what I mean? I wanted a project that I could just do, like with a book. So here's an example. Say Harry Potter. She got like a 7-book deal.
Yeah.
And then once she wrote those books, it was over. It was done.
Yeah.
There was nothing
else.
And I wanted to do it different. I planned out the books, but then in between the books, I can write shorter books, or I can write. If you've seen the official website, everwindtimes.com, what I did was I set up a website that's like a newspaper. So it looks like the Huffington Post, but it's everything on the website is from the stories. So every once in a while, I'll post like a fake news article from the stories, and I just do that.
Wow.
And if you look on there, it has like the weather, it has events, it has horoscopes from that world. It's a whole unique website, and that way, you know, I like to do that because while people are waiting, it takes a long time to write a book. So
yeah.
In between these books, people are like, man, I wish you would fucking write that book. And then waiting. Sometimes people wait like 7 years for the next book to come out. And so I said, you know, why make them wait when I can give them little things along the way? They can go to the website and stuff. So that's why I wanted to do it different than everybody else.
That's a really cool idea, though. I would never have thought about giving people continuous, you know, input from that world. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you go to the website, people have said that it's like one of the coolest author websites. The concept is really cool, so.
I know, and I have to apologize. I didn't put that in the blog because I totally missed that.
No, it's cool. You know,
so,
I don't expect anybody to catch everything that I do. Like, I don't even remember all the shit that I do, so. But it. Yeah.
That is awesome, y'all. I'm looking at it right now. This is, wow. Wow, what a fantastic idea.
I haven't even updated it in a long time because I've been so busy, but that you get the idea. I just wanted to make something that was different. So I just made that newspaper, made it kind of cool, like you can, and I make all the pictures too. So even those pictures that look like real people, they're not real people. I'm just really good with Photoshop. So what I do is I'll take like, you know, the eyes from one person and the hair from another person, and you know, I make a totally unique person out of Photoshop. And when you go to the website, it looks like a real mugshot most of the time.
That's wild.
That is crazy. Okay, this is really ticking me off. I'm sorry to interrupt the show, but now some jerkhead is actually firing off fireworks tonight. A week after that happens, seriously? Oh, sorry. I apologize for the interruption. You obviously weren't here last week, but there was actual gunfire outside my house. And I don't like big bangs outside my house right now. So I'm hoping Oh, that's making me nervous. Anyway, but that is actual fireworks, so I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Nope. We couldn't hear a thing.
Okay. I digress. I know, and what did I see you doing today? You're programming something. What are you programming now?
Oh, yeah. No, I do websites and stuff, but I don't know how to program. I'm more of a designer.
Okay.
But the thing is, I've been trying to start. I have ideas for websites that should be done, you know, but
uh-huh.
I don't know how to
yeah.
make them. The problem is I don't know how to make them. And to have a huge website it's called an enterprise-level application, so like a Facebook type of thing, can cost upwards of $1 million to make. It's not just you don't just hire a guy and he can come out with a website in a couple of days, you know. These have to be made from scratch. So I've had ideas for these things, and, you know, in the meantime, I've always thought, like, I've tried to learn how to program, but I always just get sidetracked because it takes a while and you have to keep, it's just like learning a second language, you know, and being able to teach it fluently. So basically, in order to program a website, you just have to learn the language and be able to speak it fluently, and I've just never applied it, you know, so I'm thinking in the meantime, I can learn to program, that way, if all else fails, I can always just make things myself. So that's what I'm doing now on my off time. I'm learning how to program, like not just websites, but like iPhone apps and Android apps and stuff like that. It's all possible once you know how to program.
That is so cool. See, I don't have the head for that. I really don't. I get too distracted. I see something shiny and I'm gone.
Squirrel.
I don't have the squirrel or a llama. I do not have the patience.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but
I'm
sure
you
have other
this.
Things that are you're better cut out for, though, you know?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, I can juggle, like, probably about 5 or 6 things, like talking on the phone. I'm, like, posting as we're talking. I'm looking at your website as we're talking. You know, but, yeah, programming, like, anything dealing with numbers, it's like they turn into ants to me. And they start crawling across the screen. I'm like, I go comatose. So, yeah, my hat's off to anybody who can do that and understand it.
I don't have that head.
You could do it. I think anybody could do it if they spend enough time with it. But it's not for everybody, so I don't encourage people to do it if they don't want to. If you're not into it, then I suggest you find something you're into.
There you go.
Know? And I have a motivator, you know, I'm motivated to create things. So I really, really, really want to learn how to do it and to enable me to do this other stuff. So I have a reason.
That's awesome.
Know?
And I have no doubt that you can do it. And you do, also I'm looking on here, you know, because I'm going through, I'm like, okay, what did I miss that he does do? You also do custom logo designs.
Yeah, my primary source of income is graphic design. I do freelance stuff. So any kind of design you need, like I can do book covers, CD covers, logos, business cards, that kind of thing. I do movie posters. You know, I've done a beer label. That's the kind of thing that I do for money most of the time. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I never went to school. I just learned how to do Photoshop enough that once I got to a point where I felt like I could recreate any design that I saw with Photoshop, I said, you know what, I should be making money off of this. So I just started to do it for free, or not for free, but freelance. And I'm going to use that approach to doing the code, the programming. So I just learned by going along with tutorials and stuff and watching YouTube videos and getting books and stuff like that. So
I don't have a brain that can wrap around that. I see some people can think like a textbook, and I just don't have that kind of brain. So I'm very envious of your talents.
Well, it requires practice. I wouldn't say that I've always been able to do half the shit that I've been able to do. I have this way of doing shortcuts to make everything I do seem like I'm really, really good at it. But the fact is, if you take any one thing that I do, I really only know about 20 to 30% of the things that you need to know. I just make it look like I'm an expert. Like, so for example, let's say I'm doing a flyer, like for a rock band or whatever. I don't really know Photoshop that much, but when I do make the flyer, I just make it seem like I'm an expert, you know? Because I do such a good job on that one little thing that it seems like I know everything, but I don't.
Yeah.
And that's how it is with everything that I do.
So you basically get enough to make it impressive, and you're a good salesperson.
Yeah, why not? Why talk about your flaws And
no, I think it's
nobody wants to like hear somebody who thinks that they're not good enough or if you know negative people all the time, people don't want to hear it. They want to hear.
That's true.
They want people to be inspired by, you know, and so there's really no reason to display your flaws or to show how terrible you are at stuff when you could just show how good you are. You know.
I love that. I think that's brilliant. I really do. This is a lesson in self-motivation and self-esteem, I think, in a lot of regards, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what you want to show, you know? It's a part of you that you don't have to show everything, you know? You just have to show what you want, and people will be inspired, so...
I guess I can kind of relate to that because, I mean, like, before we started the show, I had no idea how to produce a show. I had no idea how to do social media. It's just I started.
You figured it out.
Yeah. And it was like I actually wound up getting a job with a startup company. They didn't quite get off the ground yet, so I had to back off because it's like, okay, either pay me or I go. Mama doesn't work for free, you know. But, I mean, I was good at what I did, and I, you know, continually you build on it. You build on it, and you build on it, and you build on it. You keep practicing. You know, and
true.
You learn enough through life that sometimes it can replace that paper that people so covet and that is so damn expensive to get. You know, because that was my problem. I couldn't afford college. There's no way.
No, you just decide to do something and you just have to go do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you want to hear something crazy, I don't think I've talked to many people about this. The Everwin thing. See, this is my style, is I will tell somebody, like if you asked me, here's the example, I found somebody who was an agent, and she's like, I know an editor who would be interested in this, because he works for a sci-fi company. So she set up a meeting or a phone consultation, and I'm talking to this editor. Now, at the time, I've only written the first 3 short stories. And I was still working on I hadn't written the first book yet. So I talked to him, and he goes, well, I can't buy, you know, I can't say yes because there's no product. You said you were working on the first book. How much have you done? Now, at the time, I had not worked on it at all. But I told the guy that I was done with it, okay? Because I knew that if I said I haven't started it, say, well, contact me in like 6 months or a year, right?
Yeah.
So I said, no, I got the book done. Just let me put the finishing touches on it, is what I told him. And he goes, okay, send me it in a couple of weeks. So then what I did was I went home and I wrote the whole book in 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. That
because
is
I had
motivator.
To.
Yeah.
Because I told him that I had it done. And so, and I like doing that. I love setting that. I like the pressure, you know?
The pressure. Let me ask you this. Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Okay. Yeah, you're just the polar. But, yeah, I do this. I do the exact same thing. Like, okay. Somebody suggested at one point, because I am an author, but I haven't written anything in forever. You know, I got out of writing erotica because I just didn't want to. So I decided to start formatting ebooks. I had no friggin' clue how to do it. And it's like I taught myself. And once I kind of figured it out, once I did a couple of, you know, I just wrote a couple paragraphs or took some stuff out of other books that I had reviewed and put them together and practiced and practiced and practiced, I was like, okay, this is not too bad. And I've got two businesses. So I do e-formatting. I'm actually working on one right now. But, yeah, it's like, I like that pressure, too. I don't know what it is about that, because it drives you nuts, too, at the same time. Right?
Right. Well, I think that if, like, for me personally, like, if I don't have a deadline, I'll just fucking take forever. You know? If I don't tell somebody, like, I have to... You know, if I'm honest with people, then they give me a lot of slack. So, for example, someone will buy like a, well, here's an example. This guy paid me to make a map because he wrote a sci-fi book too. So he's like, hey, I saw your maps. I like them. Will you make me a map for my stories? I'll pay you. And I'm like, sure. And he paid me. And then I'm like, so when do you need this by? And he goes, oh, just whenever.
So
I'm like, okay. And I just didn't do it, you know, until he kept saying, hey, how's that map coming? And because he kept saying, no worries, no worries. If you tell me that, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Ever. I'll take forever to do it. But if you tell me I need this by tomorrow, then I'll do it. So just... For the listeners, if you ever buy a tarot reading from me or whatever, tell me that you need it immediately.
Okay.
It'll take me forever.
I'm writing that down now.
Because, I mean, if you tell, like, I go based on what people tell me. So if you say, oh, it's no big deal, just whenever you can get to it, then I'll take you at what you say, you know. I'm very busy. But if you tell me honestly and say, look, can I get this, like, tomorrow, you know, then I'll be like, sure. And I prefer to get it done faster. But if people act like it's not a big deal, if I get it done within a year, then I'm going to go ahead and take a year, you know?
Yeah. Well, because you got other stuff you could be working on.
Yeah, I mean, I always have something that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, if you tell me that I can do it whenever I get to it, then it's going to be whenever I get to it, you know?
Yeah. I like the fact that you're honest about it. I mean, truly, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling people because if they don't tell me, then they wonder, like, hey, what happened to that thing?
Yeah.
Well, you said no big deal, you know. And honestly,
yeah.
I prefer to get people's stuff done. You know, I don't like. It's not that I try to actively screw people out of their money. It's just that I have a lot of shit going on, so it's better if you just tell me to get it done right away, and then I can get it knocked out, and everybody's happy. You know.
Yeah.
I know exactly where you're coming from. It's like, okay, I don't have a deadline on this, but I have a deadline on this, so I'm going to do this first, and then you get another deadline, so you don't have a deadline on the first thing, so it's like, you just push it back, and you push it back, and you push it back, and it's like, then this pops up, and then that pops up. It's chaotic, and... Yeah, I don't organize anything either, and sometimes it's easy just to forget. But yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. And it's not that you want to do that to somebody. Like right now, I created somebody a reading for he sent me heirloom seeds, which, oh my God, I was so grateful for, and I'm very happy, and you know, I'm actually planning them this weekend, but because of all the craziness that happened last weekend. But it's like every time I go to, you know, read for him, it's like, okay, I've been doing this, and this. I'm going to take a break. He said there's no pressure, but I need to get it to him. And then it's like I'll get a job in, and then I'll get this in. And it's like, and I feel horrible that I haven't done it. you know, but it's easy to push it off when there's not a set, you know, hey, I would prefer to do it by this date, if you wouldn't mind. You know, even that, even just that, you know, hey, as long as you get it to me before this period of time, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, just give me a time frame. That way I can set everything kind of in motion and say, you know what, I can't do that right now because I've got this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out my ass. I don't know. My sister can follow along with me. I'm hoping everybody else can because sometimes I talk half in my head and half out.
Which half are we using right now?
Huh?
Which half of your head are we using right now?
I think I'm in the left hemisphere.
Okay, great. So moving along, I was going to ask our guest, so you do tarot readings, correct?
Yeah, every once in a while I do, yeah.
Every once in a while, in addition to all the fabulousness, other stuff that you do. Do you actually use your deck when you do a reading?
I do, yeah, most of the time. And, you know,
that's awesome.
I know it inside and out. That's the reason why I use it the most, because I don't have to worry about remembering, you know, I know the meaning behind everything, and I have a deeper understanding of it than anybody else. So I like using it, and it's easy to shuffle, so.
That's true, and I love them. And I have to tell you, I refer to it as my smart-ass deck. It just cracks me up. I just think it's brilliant that somebody actually got around to saying, you know, the snarkier view of it but I mean that as a compliment. I don't mean that rudely. When I say snarky, because sometimes I'm very, and you've probably never heard the show, but I can be very snarky, and I love that aspect of it. I think that's amazing, and I think it was so brilliant that you did that. It's one of my favorite things in the world, and something I am extraordinarily proud to own, because I can be a real snarky bitch, and it's the perfect deck for my kind of personality.
No, that's good. I think being smartass is normal. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's natural.
Well, it is for me. I don't know about anybody else, but I am the queen smartass of my family, as my sister will tell you.
I can attest to that. And
yes.
I learned from the best.
Thank you.
I don't trust people who aren't smartasses. It's like, I don't know how to take non-smartasses.
That's true.
You know, it's like, I think everybody is being a smartass. And when, you know, people are being serious, I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. And it's like, I wasn't joking. It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, if you're not a smartass, then you have a stick up your ass. So which would you rather be?
Thank you. I so agree with this. It's just amazing. And I think inappropriate tarot readings is brilliant. And you're so creative. It's mind-boggling, all the stuff that comes out of your head. I wish I could be a tenth that creative. You could get a lot of shit done.
Well, I think I actually told somebody this last night, the creativity, it feeds on itself. So the more you feed it, the more creative you get. If I stop creating stuff, then
yeah.
I actually get in a rut and I fall off this way. I don't know how to explain it. Then it takes me a while to get the wheel going. So you
yeah.
just have to beat it. And once, if you, there's something you should notice about creative people. Every creative person that I know, they don't have just one talent. Like you think somebody's a genius at art. Artistic people can do anything artistic. Whether, like, even if they don't know how to build, like, a porch outside, say they're a
yeah.
painter, you can take a painter or somebody that just likes to design shit and give them a bunch of wood and a hammer, and they'll figure out how to make an awesome porch, you know, or whatever. And that's something I've noticed. Like, I have a friend in Seattle who's he's just really creative, and he can paint. He paints things on walls and stuff. You give that guy a sewing machine, and you say, "Here you go, dude," and he'll figure out how to make the coolest clothes, even though that's not what he's into. You know, he's just creative, and creative people, I think, have the ability. Like if you put a big block of rock, I don't sculpt, but if you gave me a chisel and a big piece of rock, then
mm-hmm.
and you said, make me something cool, and I'd figure it out, you know? So
yeah.
I think that it's
cool.
But you have to, it's like intuition, you know what I mean? You have to use it or you lose it. And the more you feed it, the more powerful it gets, I think.
It's almost like, not a sixth sense, but like almost like a seventh sense. You know, especially if you're prone to, the sixth sense as it were. But You know, it's like I don't know, I can't not be fiddling with something. If I'm not writing, I'm crocheting. If I'm not crocheting, I'm drawing. If I'm not drawing, I'm creating potions or bath salts or sewing sack boys or just, something, or cooking. Cooking is a huge outlet because I can do that every night. You know, because I work from the house, it's like, I'm the one in charge of the meals, as it were. I'm Betty Crocker, so it's like they are subject to my experiments.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But I like the concept that being creative feeds more creativity. It's like a snowball effect. If you continuously, if you feed into it, it's kind of like a starter bread. You know, you have that ball of yeast, and if you keep feeding it, you can make bread for a year or some kind of crazy nonsense like that.
Oh, sure.
But that's, it's kind of like that concept, and I've never heard anybody put it that way before, that, if you continuously feed it, it grows. The creative process continues to grow.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think
it's a cool concept.
And if you think about it, like if you want to make it simple and explain it, it's just that you're in the zone. And when you're in the zone, the longer you stay in the zone, that you can maintain it. You know what I mean? I guess if you're on fire, you can maintain that. As long as you keep doing whatever you're doing, you can keep a momentum up for anything that you're doing. So creativity is just like that. I mean, as long as you're kind of tuned into like a frequency, and the longer you stick in there, everything you do is creative. Like I get ideas for the damnedest things, things that I'm not even interested in. I can. It just comes to you. You feel like a conduit, you know?
Yeah. See, that's the perfect way to put it. Yeah, because I kind of feel like that about magic. Yeah, I don't know, if you practice as well, but, with witchcraft, it's like for the longest time I've been afraid to use it up. Like, I can only do so much per day, or I can only ask for so much. And it's like, no, I've found the more I do, like if I, light a candle for my sister because she's upset, and I throw energy toward her to make her happy, and I turn around and I'm like, okay, well, so-and-so needs $25, let me light a candle and let me, do a little ritual for that, or, throw a little energy toward that. And it's like, the more I do that, the more it happens. and the more frequent, the more, even without having to do that much involvement, it's just like a thought form turns into energy and it happens.
Right. Yeah, no, you know, I totally understand that.
Yeah. It's like, okay, cool, we're on the same page. I love this. I love this. I know. Oh, and somebody in the chat room wants to know if they can take you out for a broom ride in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah?
I said, no, mine.
If they can come pick me up.
There you go. They have to bring the broom.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. So, and we haven't talked even about your acting or you produce as well or direct?
Well, the producing thing is, I don't think that's like a big deal. Once you know what producers do, then it's like a producer is basically, so say you're an actor or whatever, and you have an idea for a movie and you want to be in it, but you don't want to direct it, but you still kind of want to be in charge. You know what
mm-hmm.
that? Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what a producer
yeah.
is. And so the producer,
oh.
they, and most of the time a producer is just somebody who puts money towards it. And so that's whenever you see a movie credit that says produced by, and it's one of the actors in it, that's
mm-hmm.
basically what they're doing. So let's say Jonah Hill produces a lot of movies because he gets a lot of ideas. He's a comedian,
mm-hmm.
you know. He's going to have a lot of ideas.
Hill.
So if you
him.
Think of, like, 21 Jump Street, he got the idea to recreate that, to do a reboot. But he didn't
yeah.
want to direct it. He just wants to be in it, and he says, let's make a reboot. So he becomes producer, basically. That's what a producer is.
That's cool.
So,
I wish I was rich enough to be a producer. Well, like a big Hollywood producer. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And producers, I guess, they actually have more control than directors in the grand scheme of things. But the director is still the director is basically like the manager of the movie. He gets it done. And the producer is like
the boss.
The owner. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you think of like a small business, say like a Taco John's or a Taco Bell, you have the owner who doesn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
He pays for everything, and he tells the director, hey, this is what we want. And the director is like the manager of the place, you know. So
that's awesome. That,
they
see,
work together.
I never was quite sure how that works. I don't know what was it that we watched the other night that Tim Burton was a producer on it, and it was just like, wait, what?
Okay. Yeah, you'll see that a lot, where someone that usually directs is just a producer, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what they mean when they do that. Like, who's a big producer? Joss Whedon,
I know.
He's a big producer.
Oh, I love Joss.
He directed the Avengers, but he's predominantly, or who's the other guy? J.J. Abrams is a big producer. He doesn't really direct a lot, but sometimes he does. So, I mean,
yeah.
It just depends on what you want to do, I guess, when it comes to Hollywood.
Yeah, they seem to be doing a lot of reboots. There's a few originals, but, you know, I don't know. There's like, oh, God, they're reviving everything. And what is the deal? I don't know if you know anything about Broadway. What is the deal with them taking movies and putting them into musicals? Like, I just heard the other day that they're making Rocky into a friggin' musical. What the fuck is that?
Well, the musical is just it's just a different format, and a lot of times movies you can't see them in the theater anymore. You know what I mean? After the movie has come and gone, you have to rent it or whatever. But
I'm sorry, that was not
having a Broadway show, it allows you to go see that production again, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I mean, I can't imagine Rocky in like sequins. That's just strange.
Oh, I don't think. Yeah, I think it's, no. I saw, if you look it up, you can see clips of it. It looks pretty cool, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It looks just the way they designed the set and everything looks just like the movie Rocky.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and the guy kind of looks like him. Everybody looks. It's really cool. It's not like the opera, you know. They try to make
the
theater that look like the movie.
Yeah, it's weird. I like opera, but I'm not too big on musicals. But I digress. I'm sorry. I don't know why I went down that road. See, I go off on the. I saw something shiny, and I go off on these weird tangents.
No, it's cool. I didn't think I'd like musicals either, but I actually saw Grease on Broadway once, and it was just awesome.
Now, Grease, I like. Yeah, I haven't seen that live. I think we did that in high school, though. I wasn't a part of it because it was, I don't know, it was like 10th grade or something like that. Or, no, 9th grade. Anyway. I know, my sister's just like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
I know. Seriously, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I'm sorry.
First of all, Grease was a fucking musical to begin with, as far as I know. So what else would they do with this? I just think you're.
Yeah, right. I forgot. It was a musical. I turned it into a movie and then back into a musical.
No, but even the movie was a musical.
Yeah, but. So I got a question. More on topic of in the line of work that what you do. What is the Total Danarchy TV show about? Because I haven't had a chance to catch it this week.
Well, we haven't actually been doing it weekly for a while because we just got busy. We used to do a show every week, and it's just like, it's like a podcast, but video. We stream live and talk about whatever. Not even a structure. I don't know. I think a lot of people like it. We usually talk about just random crap for like an hour. But to me, I think that's boring, you know?
What,
like, I don't see
crap?
Why people watch it. Honestly.
Well, see, now we do the same thing every week, and people still tune in to us. It's like, seriously, when we started this show, it was because we had been talking about it before she moved, but Raina moved across the country. And it was like, okay, there's not enough hours in the day for us to talk. So we were like, you know what, let's do a show. What the fuck? What the hell?
What?
You know?
Why not?
And it started out just the two of us talking. I don't think we had a guest for the first month.
It took a few weeks, yeah.
and it was just basically us talking. You were listening in on our conversation, and it's still basically that way. This would be like, you know, her and I having a conversation and us having a conference with you. It's like a three-way conversation. That's how we talk, you know, because we don't give a shit. If they don't want to listen, that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, our show, you want to listen, that's fine. We love you guys. We love having you on. We love, you know, or having you come in and listen. But we're going to talk about what we want to talk about, and we're going to let our guests talk about what they want to talk about. You know, we don't structure anything. But now, and you do the show with who?
He's my roommate. His name's Josh.
Okay.
That's awesome.
He's also in the other show, Proxy Influence.
Oh, okay.
So we're still working on that. I mean, that's taking a while. But we're making a web TV show, so.
Cool. And when do you think that'll be out?
You know, people have been asking us that for the last year. And we can't say, because every episode is different. It takes forever. We have one whole episode out, though.
Do you?
If you go to blip.tv, /proxyix. You'll be able to watch the whole episode.
TV.proxyix?
Yeah, as one word.
Okay. I am going to pull it up so that I can watch episode 1. Ah, influence, proxy influence.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I can't even say that word. Malominous?
Oh, yeah. Malominous. Yeah.
Oh, God. See, now that sounds too much like, you know, phenomena. I won't do what I promise, Raina. I promise.
Okay, just checking. Right.
Yeah, I'm banned from singing.
Right.
There's a legal injunction against me singing in public, but every once in a while I sneak it in there. She can't stop me.
So,
uh-huh.
How long does the show go for? I hate to do this, but I kind of have to run in a little bit.
No.
Oh, no, you are more than welcome to run. We appreciate that you came by to talk about all of the interesting stuff you're into, but no, the guest is always excused whenever the guest needs to run. We're good.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, you have to stay on the air. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, really.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah,
thank you for coming on.
And anytime you want to come back, just let me know.
Okay. All right.
All right. Take it easy. Thanks.
Thanks again.
All right.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, oh, he's so much fun.
I love you. You are one of my favorite people on the face of the earth. He is awesome. He is very smart. He is very funny, and I like his approach to things. And I encourage everybody to check out his websites, which I know my sister has posted on his behalf.
Oh, I'm surprised. I actually missed some. I usually
that's
am
a,
pretty
well,
good about.
That's okay. You know, we're human like everybody else. Another point of the show. But, you know, I still want to encourage everybody, if you can get a copy, go to his Facebook page and request a copy of this Darkana Tarot. I'm telling you, I love it. You'll love it. It's hilarious. But it's on the money in addition to being hilarious. I mean, he's really smart. I know we were teasing him about the fact that he's cute, but he really is a smart guy. And it is one of my very favorite tarot decks, and I collect them. So definitely a great one to add to your collection if you can. He's really brilliant, and the artwork is not like anything I've ever seen on him. So it's pretty cool.
And actually, that just gave me an idea. I'm sure he actually has the PDF files. I wonder if I could hook him up with a printer. Like a professional print of, like, you know, a couple copies at least. Anyway, see, that's what happens when I talk to other people who think the way I do. I go off. And my sister's going to kill me later, so. But it's okay.
That's the benefit of being the elder sister.
Yeah, she can smack me around. It's like, I'll bring my cat a nine tails. You can whip me around.
Nah, you would enjoy it too much. But I definitely think that he has a really good point about creativity and the creative process, and how if you just continue to, you know, you don't have to be creative in just one medium. You can actually use that to fuel other mediums and become creative in lots of different things. Because most people talk about having a specialty and, you know, this one particular thing that they're good for, that they're good at. And I just like his approach that you can use that to become good at other things. So, I mean, and this is why I love having guests, because I learn something from all of our guests. It never fails.
Exactly.
It never fails. Somebody has always got a new way of looking at things that my happy ass certainly never thought of before. So that's why I just want to say, you know, I'm really grateful that he came on, and he's awesome, you know. There's a tidbit of something good from everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's another thing. I think, you know, creative people sometimes, because they think they can't do too much, or people will think that they're too scatterbrained, you know, because we have a tendency to be scatterbrained in the first place.
Speak for your damn self.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, it's an organized scatter, if that makes any sense. You know, it's just there's a lot of stuff in your head, and you think, okay, well, you know what, people will think I'm weird if I don't just kind of contain it to this certain area. If I let it just run loose all over the place like a wild child through a restaurant, you know, grabbing Jell-O and throwing it at people, you're going to get some weird looks, you know?
No, I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Okay, see this is fantastic.
I think this is a good fucking point to end the show, is what I think.
Okay. Okay, well, I just wanted to remind people. Well, first of all, we are very grateful that Mr. Jandon came on. Well, Mr. Jandon, Daniel Hale. Sorry, I'm from the South. I call people Mr. or Mrs. by their first name. But we are still having a contest this month for a magical grab bag. And I tagged both Desperate House Witches and Cobalt Raven's Magical Notions in the picture she put up from the winner. But, yeah, she got a nice little goodie package, a grab bag, and I kind of customized it to her. But if you go to magicalnotions.storemv.com, and you make a purchase of $25 or more. Now, that doesn't include the shipping, but you can get 10% off with our discount code, which is DHW, all caps, with your purchase. If you spend $25 or more, you are entered to win May 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I just put up the link. If you want to go enter, you may. If not, no biggie. But we are going to end the show, and I'm going to let my sister talk us out because I'm talking too much tonight.
All right. I understand that there's a solar eclipse that's about – did it happen yet, or is it about to happen?
What?
The solar eclipse.
Oh, I think actually – I'm not sure if it happened at 8 – last night or this morning, I think it was.
Okay.
I think
the new moon was around that time last night, but that's okay. So
okay.
If you find communication has been off, the moon is now starting to wax. Everybody take a big sigh of relief, a big breath, a sigh of relief. As my sister's famous for saying, she likes to talk about putting your feet in the dirt. I'm thinking it's a good time. Clean your altar, actually. Salt, resage, and rededicate your household. As we learned from Dorothy Morrison, if you're going to do a spell or a blessing, do it over your entire house and everyone in it so that it all works together. I thought that was brilliant of her. She's going to come back in July, and I'm very excited. I get excited about a lot of things. Anyway, we love you guys. We're going to wish you bright blessings. And so for my wonderful sister, Dorian Wallace, and myself, I'm Raina Starr. We wish you all multiple blessings. Lord and Lady bless you all. So mote it be, and have a great night.
I know. Thank you for coming. We love you guys.
Night.